This meeting is now being recorded.
For joining the call, I hope that this is one of the good calls. So I start with the chairs. So I mean, first of all, I think that the chairs start the conference call. And if there is anything required, I'm here, and also Sam is here. So I mean, if there is anything we can help you with, thank you, Chris.
Okay.
So Ali, right there, it appears that Chris is still trying to connect.
Now, if people can hear me, then we solve the problem. But I'm actually talking over the computer rather than through the telephone, if that matters. Okay. If we have a look at attendance, so this is number one on the agenda. I'll just go through what I can see on the screen, and I think there are one or two cases where just numbers, you'll have to say who you are. Okay, so we've got, I am Chris Dillon from UCL. Then we've got Ali Reza Saleh from ICANN staff. We've got Eric Brunner-Williams, who's the other co-chair. Now then we have a number, which I don't know who this is. I think I'll keep going. Then we have Armin Bas, we have Hazim Hizar, Bert Sakar, Mirjana Tasic, Paul Hoffman, Farmer Hussein, and then three more numbers. It's our first call, so it's a great pleasure to welcome you to what will become the Latin Generation panel. We are still recruiting people. We'll talk about the coverage of the panel later on in the call. But at this point, we are still very much looking for new people. And so during the ICANN Dublin meeting in about a month's time, we're hoping that we will be able to improve our coverage. But I'll talk about, there is coverage later on in the agenda. We'll come back to this one. Now, in fact, there is a precedent. Sometimes generation panels do a lot of work before they actually become officially formed, and that is what happened in the case of the Korean generation panel. They have done a huge amount of work, but they aren't actually formally a generation panel yet. We have no intention of doing that, so I hope that it will be possible to form the panel formally fairly soon after the Dublin meeting. That's the intention, and obviously it's difficult to know whether something will stop us from doing that, but that's really the intention at the moment. Right. I should say, if there's anything I'm saying that you'd like to pick up, then please do so just by putting your hands up the next room. I can move into the next point, which is on the background to the panel. Okay, well, I, as far as I can see, that this work is really related to some work that was going on back in 2011. So before 2011, there had been internationalized domain names at the second level, but not at the top level. Those then came in with the new GTLD program in 2012. But in 2011, was the Variant Issues Project, and that split into several smaller, not panels, but just a smaller group. Eric is asking whether anything should be on the screen, and at this point the answer is no, because it's just a general history to what we're doing. We'll need things on the screen a little bit later. So, in the case of the Latin group that was working in 2011, they produced a document which is called Considerations in the Use of the Latin Script in Variant Internationalized Top-Level Domains. It will obviously be important for us to look at that document slowly over our meetings and one or two other documents. In fact, I've just realized, I was just thinking about GTLDs, and in fact, the CCTLD fast track did actually put some CCTLDs in the root. I think it was around about 2010, so to be historically accurate, that needs to be added. Later on, and this was the work was done in 2012, but the thing was actually published in March 2013, and this was the production of the procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect to the IDNA labels. That came out in March 2013, and so very often on the list you'll probably see people just talking about the procedure because it's an extremely important document that, again, we will be having a slow look at over our meeting. And so then I think another important development, I didn't actually have the date for this, but I'll just mention it briefly, is the guidelines for developing script-specific label generation rules for integration into the root zone LGR. So that's another important milestone, and again, we will probably need to have a bit of a look at that document later on in our work. So, the procedure advocated the setting up of generation. And in fact, one generation panel at least has already done its work. The first generation panel to do its work was the Arabic, and it took about 20 months. And more recently, the Armenian panel has produced its proposal, and because Armenian had fewer connections with other scripts, actually, that work only took 6 months. Our suspicion is that our work may be closer to the Arabic length rather than the Armenian one, but only time will tell, and it will just depend how often it goes. Farmer is helpfully in the chat room just putting up a URL which probably lists all of those documents I was just mentioning and possibly some other ones as well. Right, now would anybody have any questions about a sort of whirlwind tour of several years? It's rather difficult to know which things to hide. All right. We move into agenda point 4, which is basically comment on Armenian generation panel's proposal. Now, in fact, what happened was that there is a debate about whether we should do so. So, I am intending to quote arguments for and against, and this will mean me uploading something to the chat to the screen. So I've never actually done this before. So wish me luck. This is where things could go badly wrong. Sorry, I'm teaching myself how to use this thing as a waiting for me, but actually it does seem quite easy to use. I don't think. Right. Fortunately, the file name I chose for that file is too long, so I have to rename the document. What a wonderful sight. It worked. I'm going to start at the top of this because it's in chronological order. And I may have missed out some of the parts of the correspondence, so if I've done that, apologies, and you're welcome to mention things. So the first email we have was actually the request for us to do some work. Now the background to this was that I was not keen to do work, detailed work like this, because I felt that it was important that we had a face-to-face meeting and that we made sure that our coverage was really solid. And so I wanted to wait until the ICANN Dublin meeting for that reason. However, unfortunately, the deadline of the Armenian panel's proposal is the 30th of September, and we received this request, and so there is a hope that although we are not properly formed yet, that we may still be able to make a public comment. So this is the background to this. Ideally, I would have preferred us to go through the various documents and make sure that our coverage is really up to speed, that we've covered all the documents, and then do this. So it's actually because we have this specific thing, it means that really, we need to have quite a good knowledge of the various documents I was just telling you about earlier. And so obviously, not all of us will be in that situation. So it's, in some ways, it's not ideal. Eric, would you like to raise something?
Thank you, Chris. For the transcript record, this is Eric Bruno-Williams. Chris, could you identify what specifically the Armenian Working Group asked the Latin Working Group to provide? What is the specific work order? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the exact request is actually the thing we have in front of the in front of us on the screen. So, the fact that this thing is available, the proposal is available for public comment, and within the document, there is a section entitled Armenian and Latin Homoglyphs, and we believe that that is the part of that document that they are interested in receiving our comments about. I mean, conceivably, we may decide we want to comment on other things, but it is certainly that part of it. Oh, I should explain that there was a problem with Mojibake, so the Armenian letters turned into rubbish when I uploaded them, so that's why you can actually see two different listings here. One is the Mojibake original, and then the second part is actually a picture I took to solve that problem. Well, what I would like to suggest is that at the moment we just read our way through the correspondence and we then have a little bit of a discussion about what we do. I think think I won't actually start talking about, you know, whether things are similar or they aren't. But these were the letters that the Armenian panel regarded as similar. And I actually did a little bit of research in London. We have lots of Armenians in London, and they more or less agreed with us. They found one or two other letters as well, so at some point we might want to look at those. Perhaps if we, that's just saying that was the deadline is the 30th. Now, then I think one of the next things was Maykal sent this thing saying, you know, that in the case of the Arabic panel, they never considered or commented on any possible visual similarity between Arabic, saying Aleph and capital I, for example, to give, albeit a less convincing example. I guess that means that Michael was rather puzzled about, so why would we be commenting if the Arabic panel didn't? Eric, would you like to raise something?
Thank you, Chris, again for the transcript record. This is Eric Brenner Williams. I have a question for Paul Hoffman. In his correspondence of the 21st, there are three points, and I'm curious about the first point, in which he writes, the integration panel believes that the Armenian script is from the Latin script. I have two questions. The first one is, why do they believe that? And the second question is, why is that relevant?
I think that that was actually a horrible typo on my part.
I'm sorry, Paul, what?
I said I think that that was a horrible typo on my part now that I read it. What I had actually meant to say, and thank you for pointing this out, Eric, is that the integration panel believes the Armenian script is separable from the Latin script.
That's the difference, yeah?
Yeah, that's like the complete thing, and I apologize if I had typed that wrong. Let me go back and take a quick look here. Yes, so that was a horrible typo on my part. And the reason why the integration panel, or my interpretation that the integration panel believes the Armenian script is separable, is that section 3.8.3 of the second MSR lists things that are, that they said, well, we could have waited until the second MSR because they're all separable, and Armenian is in that list. So it's not like that they said Armenian is separable from the Latin script. It said that in the first MSR, we're not going to deal with things that we know we will deal with some things in the future. We're going to put only things off that we believe are separable, and Armenian was in that first list. In the second MSR, they said basically that's exactly what we did, and they call out Armenian as a separable.
Thank you very much, Chris. Paul, for the clarification. Just for future reference, we can't assume that LGR participants are aware of the nomenclature or terms of art of the integration panel. And so references to the MSR, we need to speak to those who are working on the Latin problem without mystical references, I guess, to bodies of knowledge outside of their immediate availability. And, of course,
right.
participants come from other
that.
Panels and have the experience.
Yeah, I fully agree on that. It would be nice if we, in starting up, that we can actually have, you know, a little vocabulary with explicit web pointers so that if someone's seeing something like this, they can find it. And specifically, MSR is one of the ones that doesn't get referred to a lot. So when it does, there is MSR 1 and MSR 2. So I fully agree that we should be more careful on that.
Plenty of room for confusion.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah. And so this goes back to really, you know, the question that Chris was starting, you know, saying, which was, you know, the Armenian panel has asked for such and such, but we don't know whether them asking for that is in fact what the integration panel wants.
Right, and from our perspective, the integration panel is something of a black box, who don't have the the charter of coming up with, how should I say this? They may all be Latin speakers, but their Latin isn't their task is not to come up with the LGR with a Latin proposal.
Correct.
Okay.
Does this make our moment? Can I ask something?
Yes, yes, by all means.
You were speaking about the MSR saying that Armenian script is separable, or this is at least what you deduced from the materials they published for the MSR 2. Could we define what separable means in this context, please? Thank you.
Would separable be that, you know, it's rather like a script like Korean Hangul, which has nothing to do with other scripts. It's just a sort of isolated script. So it doesn't have cross-script visual similarity issues with other scripts.
Okay, thank you.
And, I mean, I'm not going to, I think this is part of the discussion we need to have about this, whether Armenian actually is completely separable or whether there is a small amount of overlap. All right. Again, just to go back to what, you know, just the chronological list of the various emails that came out. Actually, before I do,
I'll just pasted into the chat window the text from the MSR on separable.
So we've got separable scripts are not mutually related, so Hangul would be a good example. As a consequence, they can be considered independently, both for inclusion in the MSR, but also for purposes of integration. Definition of that. Okay. Oh, I should say that when I did the introductory piece at the beginning of this meeting, I absolutely should have included the MSR. I don't know how that got missed off that list, but it really should have been in. Okay. So going back to September the 20th. So there was a discussion about a sentence in the procedure, and the sentence was, finally, in investigating the possible variant relation, generation panels should ignore cases where the relation is based exclusively on aspects of visual similarity. And this caused some amount of debate on the list, and we'll see some of it later that's already come up, but I then thought that that one theory explaining that sentence, because it, you know, you read that sentence and you think, oh, well, we don't need to worry about visual similarity at all. So, you know, then it becomes quite puzzling that the you know, that there is this request for us to have a look at visual similarity between Latin and Armenian. But the way of explaining that, or one possible way of explaining that sentence, is that it's actually dealing with the boundary between strict homoglyphs, which would be, you know, these would originally, you know, probably hundreds and hundreds of years ago, be in the same letter. And they were adopted by more than one script. So an example of that might be Latin A and Cyrillic R. It's really the same letter, and it is identical. And so the word for that, we again, we're talking about vocabulary, but one suggestion for a situation like that would be strict homoglot. So originally this really was the same thing. And so, you know, at some point, well, needed to acquire a different encoding in Unicode, and so these, you know, will be handled in the LGR, so they will be marked as, cannot occur, for example, well, I'm going to say in the same, no way they could occur in the same label because script mixing is allowed, but you know, they will at least be dealt with in the LGR. They will be marked as being the same in the LGR. Distinction between that and glyphs with less visual similarity. So we could have a look at the Armenian letters. I think quite a few of them come into this category. Some of them are quite similar, but they're not strict homoglots. And these are dealt with by the string similarity process. So this again, if you go back to the again, we're talking about GTLDs here, but in 2012, during the first round of the new GTLD program, things that weren't strict homoglyphs would have been dealt with by that string similarity process, and string similarity dealt only with visual similarity. Now, again, we've spoken quite a lot about definitions, and sometimes you see people talking about string confusion. I think it's quite important to say that historically, what was spoken about was string similarity. I'm actually not totally sure where this term string confusion comes from, but string confusion is really something quite different, because string similarity, we're talking only about visual things. String confusion, I better keep a bit of an eye on the timing of this meeting, but we could probably have a very long talk about that. So anyway, it then says the intent was that the LGR would not be overloaded by complex string similarity, and this was the sentence they used to indicate that. And this would explain why Arabic didn't need to consider cross-script issues, because even something like Aleph and I, this is really some amount of visual similarity. In my view, it's actually not very much visual similarity, but it really isn't a strict homoglyph. And the boundary exactly where this should be is probably debatable. Okay, so let me just rest for a moment after that before I think we've dealt with some parts. All right, so let's go into Paul's finish off that properly. So he's saying he's not sure that the Latin GP should be addressing this, and we've spoken about this subject, I went into again. Finally, in investigating the possible variant relations, generation panels should ignore that's the sentence which I've just been speaking about, and we'll get a comment. And then we have, even ignoring this, the request seems to be for cross-script variants. An Armenian letter that looks like a Latin letter, and the guidelines for the LGR document indicate that cross-script variants might be created, but gives no hint about why we should do that, except that the root zone will consist of labels of a single script. So I don't know whether anybody else has some ideas about number three, but the thought crosses my mind that part of it could be, so if we think not just of the top-level domain, but we think of the rest of the domain name, the whole domain name consisting of several labels. I suppose theoretically you could have something where you had a label at the second level that was in a different script. So it's not script mixing the same script within the TLD. This, I think, it's very unlikely that would be allowed, but it would be possibly having different scripts within the same domain name. So that might go some way to explain that, but I'm open to other explanations of that. Okay, well, in that case, we've now, I don't know whether people think that that is a representative collection of the correspondence we had. I feel it is personally, but I'd like to raise them. Paul has typed something in the chat room, which I'll just check. So homoglyphs,
I just posted in the definition of homoglyphs from the MSR.
Okay, so this is characters which are of essentially identical appearance by design instead of merely similar appearance. I was using the term strict homoglyph, I think with a very similar meaning. Perhaps the only difference might have been that when I was saying strict homoglyph, I was really wanting something that originally was. Probably was the same letter. That was the sort of added.
Right, and they don't use the term strict homoglyph in the MSR, so that unfortunately doesn't help us. That when they talk about homoglyphs, this is really the only way that they talk about it.
I take your point. That means it's slightly more difficult to make the distinction between. It is a shame. I think it would be a very useful distinction to have, things which started life as being the same letter and things which didn't. And if we
and I think the MSR really did hint at that when they said that we as the Latin Generation Panel will have to deal with some of these issues with Cyrillic and Greek. So, and I'm saying this as in I'm not clear on where this is going, but if we are supposed to, and they had examples, although not normative examples, but they had examples of two labels that, one label in Latin and one label in Cyrillic, I believe, that would look visually similar, and so it seemed like they were saying this is important. But they didn't tell us how to deal with that. And so I, the question, I think, coming to what you've been saying, Chris, is, well, does it go beyond Cyrillic and Latin to Armenian, even though they said that Armenian is separable? Given what you showed earlier, I would say maybe their decision that Armenian was separable isn't true, or it is, and we don't really have to deal with the stuff, with Cyrillic and with a Greek. We don't know.
Well, it might make life so much easier for us if I were just to say that I don't think that Armenian and Latin are separable. That would make life very easy for us. However, unfortunately, I believe that there is a small amount, or there are a small number of letters, so it may only be one or two, or very, very small number, but I think that there may be letters which are homoglyphs between Armenian and Latin. That's my personal opinion. I wish, in many ways, I didn't have it. It would make life easier for us, but the truth of the matter is that's what I think. Eric, would you like to pick up something there?
Thank you. This is Eric Brenner-Williams again. Paul, I have a question for you. You cited two examples, one in Latin script and one in Cyrillic script. Can you put those in the chat window, please?
I'm trying to find them again. I think they were from the procedure document, but I'm not being successful, unfortunately, at the moment.
Email will work as well. I'm just curious what these two examples are.
Basically, and again, I will find them. It was something saying you can have two labels in, you know, that are single script labels that look alike.
Single script labels which are visually similar.
Yes.
And the example is one from Latin, one from Cyrillic.
Either from Cyrillic or from Greek, I'm not sure at the moment. Because I.
Okay, and what was the label length? Presumably it's longer than a single.
Three characters.
And this is a three characters U label or what?
Yes, a three character U label, you know, something in Cyrillic that is a reasonable word and something in Latin that was a reasonable word.
I'm suggesting that we could have some sort of nostalgia CLD, which could be CCCP, and actually it is CCCP because I use an English keyboard, but of course it could be SSSF as well, and we just don't know.
I think that's a good example, but again, I'm not sure of until I can find it, and I apologize for not having this. I can't really say what the context of, like, when I saw it in their document, and I think it might have been the MSR, I can't say what the context is as whether we are supposed to deal with this or whether we're not supposed to deal with this.
Paul, this is Eric again. Certainly there is a Latin takeaway from this, that is the disclosure of some other script, in this case Armenian, which has a character which appears to be a homoglyph to a character in the base Latin repertoire. So independent of any responsibility the LRG has to the integration panel or any other external consumer of its work product, the awareness of an existence of a homoglyph in another portion of the basic multilingual plane, that's information of relevance to the Latin panel. Whether the Latin panel comes up with a rule concerning Latin strings which contain Armenian characters in them is, a place we may go in the future. I don't know that. I can see that they have a responsibility to notice us, or not a responsibility, but they've noticed us of something which is of our concern. Whether we have any action item arising out of that, which goes back to them, I can't say.
That sounds correct to me as well, Eric.
Eric, is that an old hand, or is there something else you'd like to raise?
I beg your pardon?
You have your hand up in the chat room. Is there something else you'd like to raise?
Oh, thank you.
Is an old hand?
No, I can lower it.
Okay. Right.
By the way, yes, Chris, this is Eric again. The chat window is painfully small, and we're using it for a great deal of information in this call. So, Sarman or Ali Reza, could you expand the size of the chat window?
Nice and big.
Well, I got my wish.
So do you like it now, Eric?
Thank you, Ali Reza.
Okay, but this means that I can't see whether somebody wants to. It seems to be one or the other. Either we have a very large chat window, or and I can see the hands, or it's the other way around. But anyway, so at the moment we're fine. I can see people actually raising
this is Mega Mooming. Can I say something?
Yes.
Is it good now?
So I'm actually trying to understand the issue here. So let me just summarize it the way I understand it, and then you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong or completely off the track. So first we have to separate between two different types of variants, which is single script variants or difference script variants. So the question is whether people are considering whether we are actually thinking about labels, which we might be mixed in between Armenian and Latin script within our context, or whether there will be in foreseeable future and within the scope of our of what we are tasked to do, there are only single script labels, and a label can consist only of Latin script or Armenian script characters, and therefore not mix them. And this is irrespective of whether we are talking of like the root zone label or the actual label string. So, I don't know, abc.def or something. And from what I understood from Eric, currently there is no string mixing. And this was also my there is no script mixing. And this was also my impression. So then there is a further question about variants, whether we are thinking about, lacking some kind of a terminology here, but there are something like logical variants, that is, even something like this CCCP SSSR concept, so that users of a script have certain associations with certain letters, and therefore they might confuse two labels logically because they don't know about the context of use of a label. But this is something which is defined within the script, and since we are not very much experts on Armenian script, I think we should follow in such a situation the judgment of the Armenian script label generation panel. That is, if these letters could cause confusion within the script. So I'm not sure exactly what type of variants we are talking about here. And if those variants, if the question is whether these are visually speaking only variants, well, yes, there are some, as for example demonstrated by the excerpt we are seeing on the screen, which was taken from the Armenian label generation document, as I understand it. But since we are not permitting cross-script variants, these should not apply. And if they apply, I was under the impression that in such a case, it was precisely the task of integration panel to resolve such cases by, at the moment, at the time of integration, allowing or disallowing the integration of single code points, or coming up with high level rules which guide how to use these in scripts. Thank you. I'm not sure if that was clear, but I'm looking forward for your answer. Thanks.
So this is Paul Hoffman again, and I hate to throw another sort of wrench into the system, but I think we do have a lot of unclarity here that we need to ask the integration panel about. And in specific, what we have in front of us is the Armenian panel saying that they think that Latin is a related script. And looking at another document, since we have many documents, the document that's titled Requirements for LGR Proposals, Requirement 5 says, are there related scripts? Meaning that I'm interpreting this as that as a requirement for an LGR proposal, the Armenian panel had to answer the question, are there related scripts? And in this case, they did it this way. So regardless of the integration panel saying that they're separable, we now, you know, the integration panel also asked the Armenian panel, are there related scripts? And they have responded yes. So going back, you know, to what Ahmed said, yeah, I think that they're following what they were told, but that leaves us not knowing what's going on.
Oh, now I've got something which, well, I don't know how helpful this is, but anyway, it is the situation we are in. Unfortunately, there is no meeting of the integration panel until after the deadline, so we cannot get a consensus opinion from them.
That sounds strangely familiar.
I mean, terrible luck. They've just, you know, they've just had a meeting, and there isn't one until after September 30th. So that actually is, I think, is not possible. So really, and we're starting to run out of time on today's meeting. Really, we need to make a decision whether we simply say yes, we think that what the Armenian Generation Panel has written is we just simply agree with it, or whether we say yes, we agree with it. We think that I actually personally believe that there are two characters in there which are what I was calling before strict homoglyphs. So that might be another option. We could also say we don't think we need to comment on it. And also, it would be possible, because there are other public comments on the Armenian proposal. So looking at those, it is also possible for us to make more than one comment, because the comments which are already there, they're not comments from whole panels. They are comments from individuals on panels. So that is also a possibility, as I understand it. Ali Reza, to answer the question that actually Ali Reza is asking Farmad, I think there is already a meeting between us and the integration panel. I believe it's on Tuesday afternoon in Dublin.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's possible for us to, but if Latin GB is sees that it's beneficial, then we can set up a meeting between the Latin, an official meeting between the Latin GB and IP to discuss about the problems that they may have on that for the future of the work.
Yes, that sounds like a really good idea to me, actually. Eric, is there something you'd like to raise?
Well, I just want to point out that we have about 2 minutes left in this call time. Our first order of business is to determine the next call.
Now, unfortunately, that we will have to do by email, because I certainly cannot make the same time next week. I have something I can't move. So let's sort out the date of next meeting by email, and then very rapidly before the call ends, let me just ask if there's any other business apart from what we've just covered. Okay. Well, in that case, thank you very much for a really good discussion, and I hope that we can take various parts of this and either create one public comment or several, and just generally have a continue our discussion on the email list. But thank you very much. It's great that we had such a good turnout today. much appreciated. We need to aim to have another meeting with, well, let's hope we can do it sometime next week, and that it will be easier to get a time. All right. Any thanks?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Are we concluding the session now?
We are indeed.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, good, everyone.